assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and to Sri Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Bitam Twam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Narayanam Namaskritya Dharam Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Madirayat Nasta Prayasabhadrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam Bhagavati Utamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Everyone with folded hands can repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinataranam Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinataranam. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto number 8, chapter 19, entitled The Lord Begs Charity from Bali Maharaj, text number 14. Pita. Pradada putras te tad vidvan dvija
Vatsalaha Swam Ayur Dvija Lingebhyo Devebhyo Dat Sa Yachittaha Pita Prarada Putraste Tad Vidvan Dvija Vatsalaha Swam Ayur Dvija Lingebhyo Devebhyo Dat Sayachittaha Pita Prarada Putraste Tad Vidvan Dvija Vatsalaha Swam Ayur Dvija Lingebhyo Devebhyo Dat Sayachittaha Pita Prarada Putraste Tad Vidvan Dvija Vatsalaha Swam Ayur Dvija Lingebhyo Devebhyo Dat Sayachittaha
Ladies. Pita, Father,
Prarada Putraha, the son of Maharaj Prahlad, te your tad vidvan, although it was known to him, dvijavatsalaha, still, because of his affinity for Brahmanas, swam, his own, ayuhu, duration of life, dvijalingebhyaha, who were dressed like Brahmanas, devebhyaha, unto the demigods, adat, delivered, saha, he, yachittaha, being so requested. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. So this is the continued narration of Lord Vamanadev begging from Bali Maharaj, and Vamanadev is here referring to the father of Bali Maharaj, and he goes as follows. Your father Virochana, the son of Maharaj Prahlad, was very affectionate toward Brahmanas, although he knew very well that it was the demigods who had come to him in the dress of Brahmanas. At their request, he delivered to them the duration of his life. Kindly repeat after me. Your father Virochana, the son of Maharaj Prahlad, was very affectionate toward Brahmanas, although he knew very well that it was the demigods who had come to him in the dress of Brahmanas. At their request, he delivered to them the duration of his life. We have a short purport today, shorter than the verse, actually. So, here's a purport. Maharaj Virochana, Bali's father, was so pleased with the Brahmana community that even though he knew that those approaching him for charity were the demigods in the dress of Brahmanas, he nonetheless agreed to give it. This exchange, of course, and this particular reference of Lord Vamanadev to the family of Bali Maharaj is to, of course, put him in a mood where he will also follow in the footsteps of his father, who was, as described here, naturally inclined. It's amazing, actually, because we see here how even there are two types of living entities, isn't it? The demoniac and the divine, as we read and understand from the Bhagavad Gita. The Brahminical culture in previous times was so strongly established and so important in society that not only demigods or devotees, saintly persons, would give respect to brahmanas, but even persons from non-devotee families. And for us, of course, in Kali Yuga and modern day society in which we are living, we have become extremely distanced from what is the actual importance and significance of the Brahminical culture. Brahmanas in society, it is said that actually if in a village there is even but one Brahmana, that is sufficient to give full guidance and ultimately full protection. So Brahminical culture, we all know as devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement, that this was the foremost thought and desire and goal actually in Srila Prabhupada's mission when coming here to the Western countries. And he Srila Prabhupada explained many times how one of the important purposes of our society is to create brahmanas, isn't it? Is to re-establish a head in society, because without brahmanas we have a headless society, a society without proper direction. Our Vedic culture, our Vedic knowledge, when we begin to analyze it, is extremely thorough, extremely scientific, extremely complete, very complete, because Krishna, he is Purnam. And as nicely explained in the Sri Ishupanishad, whatever is emanating from Krishna, whatever Krishna creates, whatever Krishna establishes, is also perfect and complete. So the Brahminical culture stands in between two important dimensions in society, and without which when these things are not in place, society is in deep trouble, as it is today, actually. Brahminical culture, without Brahminical culture, society has no proper direction. Without Brahminical culture, individuals within society cannot attain the goal of life, which is self-realization. And of course, so many great personalities, beginning with Prahlad Maharaj, have instructed and explained how so important is this human form of life, isn't it? Komara acharita pragyo dharman bhagavatam niha dulabam manusham janma tadapi adruvam arthadam. Dulabham manusham janma. This birth, human birth, is extremely rare. It is rare and it is full of meaning, because it is only in this human form of life we can begin to understand so many things. Especially we are meant to understand, although not everyone may be able to fully understand. To fully understand Krishna is very difficult, actually not possible. Even Krishna doesn't understand himself. He's always amazed at discovering things. Because that is the nature of the essence of life, the essence of spiritual life, bhakti, the element of bhakti is ever expanding. Krishna is ever expanding, unlimited. Unlimited means ever expanding. So, Brahminical culture is something that we as devotees need to understand foremost, because we are meant to represent, we are meant to create. Our society, ISKCON society, is meant to create brahmanas. We're meant to understand one very essential aspect, especially. There are many things we need to understand, of course, as devotees. Every day we get an opportunity by hearing Bhagavatam class to get an additional glimpse, increase our understanding and realizations about Krishna consciousness. Brahminical culture is an absolute, we should understand, is an absolute necessity in society, in our individual personal lives as well. And I want to make this connection here because Srila Prabhupada makes it. As a matter of fact, I believe in the 8th canto, the last chapter, I think it might be coming up. wherein he, some of the words that are mentioned here are actually very important words, like dvija. It's making reference also to Deva. One of the important verses is beginning with Go Vipra Sura Sarunam. Just like when we read verses, Prabhupada would often pick out certain verses. This is a very significant word. Go Vipra Sura Sarunam. So sadhu, actually, vipra is referring to brahmanas. But notice how in this verse and many other verses also, there's a word before vipra. There's a word, there's something before brahmanas. And that's the link which we as devotees and we as a society need to make, and we're not sufficiently making it individually in our own lives. And it is also actually even more fundamental. I mean, it's a prerequisite to establishing and understanding Brahminical culture. And actually I was told that normally on Sunday you have a Prabhupada class, and then somebody told me, I don't know, maybe this has to be confirmed here by our temple president, that I'm supposed to give a class on Sunday as well. Anyways, if it happens, I'll elaborate more on the subject matter that I'm going to touch on this morning. The point being that Brahminical culture is of extreme importance, even though the majority of devotees may not become Brahmana initiated. Prabhupada mentioned actually that to go back to the spiritual world, you don't have to become you know, second initiated, because that question came up at different times. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, in the process of chanting the holy name and through the process of Harinam, that is sufficient for us to actually become self-realized and go back home, back to Godhead. It's not to minimize the importance of Brahminical initiation, because if we don't have qualified brahmanas, and qualified brahmanas means those who will be very deeply realizing, especially this connection that I want to make this morning, which is an important theme, and I guess you'll understand why I'm mentioning this or where I'm getting at, because it's connected with some important things that are about to take place within our ISKCON society. I'll come back to that in a few minutes. The link is the following. I don't want to keep you too much in suspense here. What's Maharaj getting at? So, the link is the following, because to me that it was not always obvious in my devotional life or devotional career, but it has become very prominent in the last number of years, and I am convinced, and every day that conviction increases, that it's something most important and most essential for every single devotee within our ISKCON society. And here it is. So, normally the class goes till what, 8:30? Okay. No, because we're all busy people, right? So we have things to do and whatnot. So I'll respect that. The link is the following. In order to have a Brahminical culture, without which, once again, it's like we cannot attain the perfection of life, and society cannot be properly guided. Brahmanas, although they are of such major importance and necessity within society, brahmanas, there's a prerequisite, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, for brahmanas to actually even do their brahminical activities. And that's indicated in the word go vipra sura sadhunam. Means we must understand about the need and the importance for protecting cows. Our Brahminical culture, we read about it, and we read many things, but many times, of course, we forget many things that we read, and one of the reasons we forget is that we haven't really understood, because if we really understand something, we won't forget it. Brahminical culture is dependent on how we as individuals and we as a society look upon and act upon the need to protect Mother Cow. And I just don't mean here, you know, by keeping a cow or keeping a goshala. We have a ministry in India, which is, some of you may know, it is going on for the last 5 years, and I suppose in many ways it is meant to bring this point home. The name of the ministry is ISKCON Daiva Varnashram Ministry, for which we have our own website, etc., like that. But the mandate of that ministry is very much in terms of promoting, helping to develop within India, it's a national ministry, the Brahminical culture, which is intimately connected not only with Brahmanas, but also with what we need to understand, I would say a lot more than we do at present, that our ISKCON, not ISKCON society, society in general, which means also ISKCON society because we're part of that, Brahminical culture, or rather Vedic culture, Vedic culture is primarily an agrarian-based culture. An agrarian means intimately connected with and beginning from the connection of land and cows. Brahminical culture that is disconnected with land and cows is not a complete Brahminical culture. Brahmanas cannot execute even the basics of their occupation. Every day, Brahmanas must execute 3 mandatory activities out of 6. Brahmanas have 6 duties to perform, 3 of which are mandatory. One of them is happening right now, studying Shastra. We must hear every day. But actually, it's, for Brahmanas, it doesn't mean only attending Bhagavatam class. I mean, Brahmanas should actually be studying Vedas, isn't it? So that's the first duty and responsibility of Brahmanas, to study Shastra. Second, Brahmanas, this is mandatory, actually not only for Brahmanas, in the Vedic culture, these 3 activities are mandatory for Brahmanas, for the Dvijas, for the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas, the Dvijas, the twice born. Study Shastra every day, number one. Secondly, personally worship the Lord in His deity form. Generally it's Shalagram. Of course now we have Gornitai. It can be Krishna Balaram, but some deity worship for Brahmanas. And the third is actually to give in charity. Now, not all Brahmanas are loaded, so to speak. but give in charity means to give knowledge. You know, because Brahmanas, that's their wealth. Brahmanas cultivate knowledge by studying every day. And their profession is knowledge, sharing knowledge. And they're teachers, primarily. So this link is most essential, because a Brahmana cannot do his daily worship. For example, the daily worship of the deities and so many activities connected with the Lord, such as installing deities, all kinds of jagya or sacrifice that Brahmanas perform, fire sacrifices, etc., giving initiation, marrying people. None of this can happen if the Brahmanas don't have the ingredients for performing the jagya. That means ghee. That means grains. It should be organic grains, actually, at least. And nowadays, as you know, a few years ago, some of our devotees, that's the nature of devotees, you know, they wanted to really find out, well, you know, this container that says here 100% pure ghee, is it really 100% pure ghee? So our devotees took all the samples. I think that happened maybe some 3 years back or so, of all of the major ghee from, you know, major companies, and they brought it to the laboratory. They went through a whole thing, you know, to analyze what is actually in this ghee. And although many of them were just saying, I mean, were actually writing 100% pure ghee, practically none of them were. not only they were not pure ghee, but not only they were mixed with, for example, buffalo ghee, but some of them were mixed with animal fat, some of which is from cows. Practically speaking, we should know, I mean, the ghee topic is very important. The milk topic is also very important. Ahimsa milk is a very... all of these things are actually intimately connected with Mother Cow, Mother Surabhi. Our ministry right now, the reason I'm talking about this in this way, is because our ministry... excuse me. Our ministry in India is about to embark in a 12-year marathon. Actually, our ISKCON Society, you may not realize, is about to embark in a 12-year marathon. Because, you know, in a few days, the clock is going to hit 12 o'clock midnight, and the last day of the year. So we're going to be in 2015. 2015. Everyone is thinking of 2016 because 2016 will commemorate Srila Prabhupada's 50th anniversary of having registered ISKCON as a society, incorporated ISKCON, right? 1966. So 2016. And it's going to be a very big year, obviously, and there's a global committee for that purpose and many things, as we say, in the making and the planning. However, and things begin 2015 because Srila Prabhupada came, isn't it, to New York, 2015, September. And therefore, this beginning of 2015 is right up until 2027 is most important for us, every single devotee of ISKCON, every single follower of Srila Prabhupada, all of us should take full advantage of these 12 years because they'll never come again, and some of us may not even will not be. I may be one of them as well. May not be around by the time 2027, which will be celebrating Prabhupada's departure, you know, 50 years after. We have an opportunity to highlight, and that's one of the important points I want to make. We have one of the important opportunities, and it's like critical, like anything, right now, in where we stand in terms of history of mankind. Prabhupada spoke in those terms, you know. Historians will come to know and to note how ISKCON society saved humanity from its darkest period. Prabhupada didn't say that just because it sounded good or like was a profound statement. Obviously, it's a profound statement. When Krishna descends in this material world, he has a mission. That mission is ongoing. When we become members of ISKCON, we become members of Krishna's mission, whether we understand it or not. And it's the most important mission on the planet. And part of that mission, the basis of that mission, the foundation of that mission is intimately connected with these three things. Re-establishing Brahminical culture. We cannot re-establish Brahminical culture without understanding the implications of what it means to protect Mother Cow. So our campaign actually is going to be there's a Surabhi mantra I discovered, as devotees, we discover and realize different things. I discovered this Surabhi mantra. Some of you might have discovered it a long time back, only just like a few years ago. And it goes like this. I'll share it with you. It's an open mantra. like the Hare Krishna mantra. We're fortunate to have mantras that are not completely, I mean, some of them are, of course, like Gayatri. They're more, we could say, secret in that it's meant for brahmanas especially. Although it's there in Prabhupada's books as well. So the Surabhi mantra is like this. Om Sri Surabhyay Namaha. Om Sri Surabhyay Namaha. Om Sri Surabhyay Namaha. Simple, but very powerful. It's in a shastra. I didn't make it up. And the link, in other words, for us to, in these 12 years, we have an opportunity to relive what Srila Prabhupada lived when he came to America, and what Prabhupada desired, what he wanted, what he aspired to accomplish, which is still yet to be fully manifest, especially the whole dimension of Brahminical culture in terms of its intimate and absolute connection with the protection of Mother Surabhi. And how in our Vedic culture, as we hear, as we come to know, as we come to live, Mother Cow must become a daily part of our lives. Now, it's not that tomorrow morning all of us have to have a cow and, you know, walk around with a cow. But Mother Cow is meant to be for Krishna. Actually, Krishna doesn't pass a day, isn't it? There's not one day that goes by without Krishna doing so many things, having so many pastimes with his cows. Every single day Krishna, just like we do, like the brahmanas and the pujaris do, we worship the deity. Krishna, every day he worships his cows. He physically, not physically, spiritually. let's say physically, worships his cows with incense and you know, flowers and the whole thing. And of course he worships his cows in many ways, by going out with them, by being with them, by calling out their names. That's how he chants his japa. Krishna chants his japa by calling out. I don't know if he, you know, there are 900,000 cows in Vrindavan, but there are many people, many Brajavasis, many associates of Krishna, they because that's the main activity in Vrindavan. So the point I'm making is that in that particular purport of the verse I quoted a few minutes ago, beginning with Govipra Sura Sadunam, Sura Prabhupada, and I'm sure you've read it or heard it, explains that Krishna descends in the material world in Vrindavan for the purpose of personally showing us what is meant to be the norm of how we live. In modern day society, we may think otherwise, but, you know, Maharaj in Los Angeles. You've come to Los Angeles. Los Angeles, LA is probably one of the last temples I've come to in my devotional career, because after becoming a devotee in Canada, because I'm from Canada, It's not because that I'm from Canada. Some people become devotees even in other countries, like many Indian people, when they come to America, become devotees or members of ISKCON. But I came to America a few times, but I never came to LA. I only came to LA after spending, you know, many years in India. And I think it was a Rath Yatra going on. So there's many things, many devotees especially, that I'm less familiar with, but I know that LA is very important. Srila Prabhupada spent so much of time here and established it as a main center. although it's interesting because, I mean, it's like the original Dwarka. You know, so Krishna as a king, actually as a kshatriya, playing the role of a kshatriya. He was not actually the king of Dwarka. But you know, when Krishna was living in Dwarka, in Vrindavan, okay, yeah, there are cows in Vrindavan. But you know, there were cows in Dwarka. When Krishna went to participate in the battle of Kurukshetra to help his dear friend Arjuna, he traveled with all of his cows, and there's a historical place to this day. It's called Patmira. That's on the border of Gujarat and Rajasthan. And that place, make a mental note of it, is the largest goshala on the planet today, with close to 300,000 cows. I was there last year. You know, I go so that with you. It spread over like 23 villages. And it's amazing. But the point I'm making is that even those who are in Dwarka or in New Dwarka, Los Angeles, and that's an important point also, and I have to keep track of the time here. My God. Already gone. I just want to close on this one point. I'll take 1 minute. This whole dimension and this whole understanding and this whole concept of cows being meant to be in our daily lives is not only for for the devotees who are out in the country in some community farm. It's also meant for all of us who are in cities, in our city temples. This whole dimension, this whole understanding, this whole thing about Varnashram is of utmost importance. I know it's controversial in a number of ways, and but it's a major topic, and because I happen to be heading up the ministry, I have to talk about it. And I love talking about it as well, and it's so important. if it does happen that I'm giving a class on Sunday, there's a special presentation I'd like to make. Otherwise, I have it on a pen drive, and if anybody wants it, I'll give it to them free of charge. So thank you very much for being an attentive audience, and it's up to our anyways, if there's any quick question, we'll give a quick explanation or reply. Thank you very much. And no problem if there's no question also. One quick question here. If anyone has to leave, please don't feel, you know. Yeah, go. Yeah, three mandatory activities. Giving charity. Giving charity, yeah. Okay, yes. Yes. in the city, how to be connected with cows in the city, isn't it? Well, by attending Bhagavatam class, because so many purports where Prabhupada speaks about Brahminical culture, as, you know, Dwija, for example, is mentioned in that purport here. And you can't think about, or should not, when we think about Brahmanas, we should think about cows. Namo Brahmandya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagaditaya Krishnaya. So there are many ways that one can incorporate cow consciousness, cow, you know, Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada consciousness. First, Prabhupada said what? First is food. Prabhupada said another first. First is character. First is cow. Go Vipra Sura Sadunam. First is cow. So we can, for example, what they're doing in Mumbai, one of the largest temples in India, they acquired some land just a couple of years ago. They have a nice goshala. And the devotee who's in charge, Damodar Dulal Prabhu, a wonderful brahmachari who's knowing so anything, he just became the minister in India, the minister for cow protection, just a few days back, a few weeks back. So they're making incense from cow dung, pure incense. And all the pujaris, I mean, the management of ISKCON Juhu passed a resolution or decided that we're just going to offer this pure incense to our deities. So we should be offering, we should want to offer, we should plan to offer what is pure, not only to our our deities, but also to our devotees, isn't it? So we should offer pure organic food, we should offer pure, everything pure. I mean, Krishna is the purest. If we fail to do that, then there's something we're not understanding.
What are your feelings regarding boycotting milk pots which are out?
Yeah, I know. Our ISKCON society, our leaders within ISKCON society need to actually undertake a major a major attention to all of the ramifications and whatnot that are connected with, for example, the question you're asking. I would say that at this time, you know, there are a number of devotees who have, for example, taken a vow to take only ahimsa milk. I've been doing it for a number of years. I know other godbrothers and devotees are also. It means taking milk that we know is coming from protected cows. So individually, I definitely encourage devotees to, you know, it's a question, I would say, of consciousness. It's a question of our understanding. You know, the more we know and understand something and how there may be or are some negative influences and how we are implicated, right? Isn't that the more we know, we become accomplice, so to speak, to some of the sinful activities that are ongoing. Then we have an obligation to actually, you know, we, the devotees of ISKCON, are the ones who are meant to establish Brahminical culture. We, the devotees of ISKCON, are the ones who are meant to establish cow protection on the level that it is meant, you know, in the spirit of Parikshit Maharaj. Okay, we're not there. But Parikshit Maharaj was ready. I mean, he took out his sword. Most of us are less aware of what is actually taking place. We have a little bit of notion and understanding, but most of us are actually much less aware. Prabhupada was deeply, profoundly conscious and aware. And therefore, he made such heavy statements. And he gave us such instructions, many of which we are either not hearing or not understanding. So it's most essential that we hear, you know, Bhagavatam, because so many things are actually there in connection with this particular point. It's of major importance, needless to say, and there are many more things. And I know some of the points are of controversial, but still, maybe that's an impetus for us to talk about it more. Of course, not too much after the class is officially meant to end, so that we don't want to, you know. So I'll just close on this for now, and we'll be happy to. Jai Granthraj Bhagavatam Ki, Jai Sri Prabhupada Ki, Gaura Pimanandi.